Let's continue in prayer. God, thank you so much for those children and for each person in this room, that you know each one by name, and that you're not just the light of the world for the world, but you're the light for each one of us. We look to you now. As we begin this new year, we look to you. And we pray that you would give us eyes of faith to see you, to see your light, to hear the word that you would speak to each one of us, that we might walk in the light, that we might walk on the path of righteousness, the right path, in the midst of a dark world, a world in which things seem to be going off the rails at times, when the world around us, God, people are going in various directions and we're not sure which route to take. God, be our light and guide us forward, that whatever else happens, we might walk in your light and share your light, your love with the world. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. So Happy New Year. You can do better than that. Happy New Year. It's great to be together as we begin the year. This is also the season after Epiphany. Epiphany is that time right after Christmas when we celebrate the light of the world. Christ has come into the world. And we look at how when people have walked in the light of Christ has been shared with the world. How Christ's church has begun to grow around the world as people actually took the risk, had the courage and faith to walk in the light. When we do that, well, we discover that light more and more fully, and we become a part of that light being shared with the world. And so this month, over the next several weeks, in this season of Epiphany, we're going to be talking about how we can learn to walk in that light, how we can learn Jesus' way of living life, so that we can be walking in the light, but also a part, especially when we get worried about our world, we can be a part of God's light being shared with all. Whatever else happens, whatever anybody else does, we pray to God that he'd help us to follow the path of Jesus, walking in the light and sharing the light of Christ with the world. Isn't that what you want to do this year, 2017, whatever else happens? I hope your answer is yes. So as we talk about learning Jesus' way, today's gospel text is the baptism of Jesus. The first Sunday after Epiphany is always about Jesus' baptism. And it's a great place for us to start talking about what it means to learn Jesus' way. Because in the Gospel of Matthew, this is the first step that Jesus takes. So if we want to follow Jesus, well, looking at his first step might help us to figure out what our first step and next step would be. So I want to invite you to listen to the gospel lesson, Matthew chapter 3. This takes place right after John the Baptist has been saying, prepare the way of the Lord. This great prophet has said, one who's more powerful than I is coming after me, and I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. But now Jesus is going to come and say, yeah, I'm not going to ask you to carry my sandals. I'm going to ask you to baptize me. So hear now the good news. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus said to him, let it be so for now, so that all righteousness may be fulfilled. Then John consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were open to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. It's the baptism of Jesus, the Gospel of Matthew. And as we look at it, there are several points that I want to take a little bit of time to focus on. As we think about this first step of Jesus forward in the Gospel of Matthew, to help us think about what our steps are going forward and following him. So I want to take some time with each one of these steps. So bear with me, because each one is really important. And the first one is this, that there's a next step for you. That following Jesus means movement. That we don't just become a Christian and we're done. We don't finish confirmation and we're over with it. We don't just go to Sunday school for a little while and say, I checked off that box. We don't pray and say, okay, been there, done that. Following Jesus means taking your next step and then your next step and then your next step. As long as you're going to follow him, you got to keep walking. Asking God, what's next? Is always the question, every day, and certainly at the beginning of every year. God, what's next for me? What does it mean for me to follow you? And we know this is true for us as human beings, that we got to be on the move, or else we start dying. What happens to you if you've been in the hospital, you've had some work done on you, or you've been sick, and you get long before you want to do it, they've got you up out of bed and moving. We're told by science over and over again that if you want to stay healthy, you got to at least walk, keep moving, do what you can. It may not be what you could have done before. It may not be what you hope you can do in the future, but what you need. I've been to physical therapy. I don't know who else has been there. I'm like, you need to just cut this arm off. It really hurts. And they said, no, we're going to have you move it a little bit. I'm like, you're kidding me. Really? Move it? Yeah, but move it, you know, move it this way and it'll pay off in time. I'm like, I can't imagine this is going to work, but okay. And slowly but surely, I'm really glad they didn't cut it off. You know, it's that way for us emotionally too. That some people get to 13 or 18 or 26 or whatever the age is and think, I'm done growing up. I've learned what I need to learn. I know how to get along with my wife or my husband or my kids or my whatever. But it's just not true. You can get better at it. I meet with couples. I met with a couple of couples this past week who are going to be getting married in the coming year. Talking with them about great as their relationship is today, if they will actually work on their communication, on how to speak clearly and assertively, not aggressively, but assertively with each other, how to listen intently, that good as the relationship is today, it will be better a year from now. And if they keep working at that, 10 years from now, it will be even, can you imagine good as your relationship is? I mean, you're getting married because you love each other. It couldn't be better. Guess what? It can be better. And if you're struggling in a relationship, well, then know that working on that communication, moving forward, taking your next step can be helpful. Growing in our self-awareness is helpful. What's your next step emotionally, relationally, mentally, and of course, spiritually? This is one of the great joys for me as a pastor, is to tell people that there's more for you. That whether you've had a great experience with God up to this point, or whether you've been like, I don't know about this stuff. I mean, my parents have been bringing me to church for a long time, and it's just, I want to tell you this morning, that if you'll take your next step with Jesus, this 2017, that you'll find that spiritual life blossoms and grows. That's what happens when you take your next step with Jesus. And so as we begin 2017, it's a perfect time to be asking that question, for you to be asking that question. What's next for you? What's it going to mean for you to grow as the man, as the woman of God that you've been created to be? What's your next step? Will it be committing yourself to a prayer time on a regular basis? Will it be to coming here to church on a regular basis to be a part of a worshiping community, to be hearing God's word, to be worshiping God, and to be asking God week after week? What's next? Maybe what's next for you won't just have to do with how you're going to grow, but how you're going to serve, how you're going to exercise, so to speak, your spiritual life. You're going to get involved this year, this month, somehow in serving here at Salem or in the community around. But what's next? We're called for this ongoing movement of following Jesus. A second thing that we see in this passage is that Jesus takes this first step and every step afterward and every step before, like coming to earth, out of love. That whatever the answer is to what's next, love is going to be a part of the answer. Let love lead you forward this year. Let love be a part of the answer. In fact, the central piece of the answer for you. For you, in terms of your growth, that God's love for you, to let that love flow. Let that love into you. God, I want to open myself up to your love by reading the scriptures. We're going to have some small groups starting up in just a few weeks, this community Bible experience. I want you to start looking toward that. It's going to be a great experience. We're going to actually, here's a challenge for you in terms of a next step, read through the entire New Testament together. Does that sound like a lot? I want to invite you to be a part of that, to read God's word and to be discussing it with others in the small groups. That's going to be a way in which we can let God's love flow into us. And there are others. What's next for you there? To let love be part of the answer to that, for letting that love in. But then, of course, letting love go through you to the world. Jesus didn't need to be baptized. John's baptism was a baptism of repentance for sins. And we're told in the scriptures that Jesus was without sin. So it's not just that John's unworthy to baptize him, but it's also that, Jesus, you don't actually need to be baptized because you don't have to repent of anything. You don't have to turn toward God. You're already God and walking with the Father. And Jesus says, no, let it be so for now. And so he is baptized. And as Jesus does that, he's doing that out of love. Love for the Father because it's a way of obedience to the Father's leading in his life. And in love for us, as he joins hands with us in our sin, in our need to repent, in our need to turn God, he joins hands with us to be baptized. And as you think about, pray about what's next for you this coming year, love is going to be at the heart of the answer. It might be tough love. I'm not saying that love always means, sure, whatever you want to do, do whatever you want to do to me. Do it, you know, say yes to every question. Love doesn't always mean that. Jesus said no. You might, in fact, your love might mean saying no to your kids more often. Or your love for Pastor Mark and the church might mean saying, you know, I'm feeling like God is calling me not to serve in this way, but to step back a bit and to take a breath or to get involved in a different way. I have a feeling that for a lot of us, that next step will mean taking a step forward, saying yes, helping out here with the service, with greeters, with ushering, with our youth group, and with, what's your name over there, Luke? Could you stand up for a second? This is Luke Corthus, our new youth director. So maybe it's going to be to help out with our youth group, and you want to talk to, no pressure on you there. You get the idea? Maybe it's in our community. Maybe in this politically divided time in our society, in our nation, it's going to be saying, I want to get involved in politics. And be taking deep breaths and inviting others to take deep breaths in the midst of all that's going on. And say, can we focus a little less on just standing on our positions and talk about what it is we care about that's behind our positions? You know, we're scared. Okay, this might be an answer. This might be an answer. Can we step back from these division positions that we've taken and say, are there any other options open to us besides fighting with each other so we become more secure? Can we talk to each other? Could it be that Jesus wants you to become a part of helping us talk to each other, listen to each other in our society? What would love lead you to do in the midst of all of this? I know for some it's meant, I'm going to find somebody who thinks differently, voted differently than me, and have coffee and just get to know them and ask them about what's behind their vote. Because it might be that what's behind their vote isn't just what you think. And maybe in terms of what's behind the vote, you have more common ground than you thought. Could it be that our dreams for our nation are not all that dissimilar, but we've gotten so caught up in fighting with each other about how to get there that we can't even talk about it, to say nothing of getting there anymore? Let love lead you. Take a step back and ask God, what's next for me? And how would love lead you to be involved in the issues of our day, the people that you live your life with? Don't let vengeance be the thing, retribution be the thing that leads you in 2017. Ask God to help you take the steps you know Jesus is calling you to let love lead you. If you're not sure how to let go of that bitterness towards someone else, but you know God's got to be leading you to live in love for your neighbor, for to say nothing of that family member, ask God, what does it mean for me to begin to take steps towards forgiveness? To take steps toward being less judgmental? God, help me to take my next steps. And as you take those next steps, be aware that there's going to be resistance. That you can expect any time you step forward to accomplish something, anytime you're sure this is the way God's leading, know that there's going to be resistance immediately. Expect it. This is what happens for Jesus. Isn't it amazing? This is the first step of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew. And what happens immediately? John says, oh no, not this way. I should be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus is going to go to his hometown and say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. And he's going to go on with what he's here for. And they're going to say, oh no, we're going to throw you off a cliff. That's crazy. Jesus is preaching to crowds, healing people, but the religious leaders are saying he's off his rocker. And his mom comes to him along with some of his siblings to bring him home. Say, come on, Jesus. The world is he's just getting crazy out there. Come home and just take a deep breath from all this. And Jesus says, well, actually, he says, my mom and my sisters and my brothers, they're the ones who are doing the will of God, the word of God. And he keeps on going. Over and over again, Jesus says, I got to go to the cross. His best friend Peter says, oh no, don't go to the cross. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan, to his best friend. If you think that you're going to go into 2017 and you're just going to accomplish all these goals and you're not going to hit resistance, well, you're going to have an even harder time. Because the resistance will come. Sometimes it comes from within us, our own fears and anxieties, our own sense of being unworthy and capable. Sometimes the resistance will come from people around us, maybe an enemy, maybe from somebody who doesn't like you or wants to compete with you, maybe from somebody who loves you, but kind of likes things the way they are and doesn't want it to change. It happens in the church all the time. Like, we need to change. We need to be transformed. We need to, but no, not if it's going to mean change. What's the resistance? Name it. What's the obstacle that you're likely to hit as you go forward this 2017 or each week, each time you seek God's leading? There's going to be resistance. Name it and ask God to help you deal with it and move through it. And finally, I want to invite you to consider that as Jesus does this, he takes a step, that Jesus stays attentive. You know, that never is our step just taking that step and then just kind of closing our eyes and being done. that as we take our steps in life, we need to stay attentive. It's actually after Jesus has taken this step of being baptized, as he's coming up out of the water, that the heavens are open to him. That the Spirit of God, he sees the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. That this voice from heaven comes and says, "You're my son, my beloved, with whom I'm well pleased." That as we step forward, and we've got to step forward, there's no other way to follow Jesus as we were singing about. But I want to invite you, 2017, more than ever, as you step forward, to stay attentive. Have your eyes open, your ears open. If we really believe this Emmanuel we've been talking about, that God is with us, then every moment of the day, all bets are off. Anything could happen. God could be speaking to you at any moment. In fact, he likely is, but we're so busy, we're so preoccupied that we're not hearing it, we're not seeing it. And we can practice being more attentive to taking our time a little bit, going through an experience, taking a step and looking for the God who is with us. I've been mindful this week of how as we celebrate the sacrament of Holy Baptism, or well, that too, but Holy Sacrament, when we break the bread, we say, "This is my body, which is broken for you." I think of that as such a holy moment. And it makes me think back to when Jesus did that with his disciples. Can you imagine what that must have been like when he lifted up the bread and he blessed and then he broke it and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." You have any sense of how holy that moment must have been? That's what we have going on today in the baptism. "This is my son, the beloved, with whom I'm well pleased," this holy one. And the truth is that God does that with each one of us. He comes to you and says, "This is my holy child, my beloved son, my beloved daughter." That God looks upon you with that kind of love. Upon us, he says, "This is my body, which is broken for you." And he calls us to step forward, knowing that he is with us, that he's at work in us and through us, that he alone can accomplish abundantly far more than all we could ask or imagine as we venture forward. So I want to invite you as we head into this new year to begin right now praying with me. God, what's next? And to make that your habit each day through this coming week, to just practice that through this coming month and in time through this coming year. Would you pray with me now? Lord God, we do praise you for your wondrous love. We thank you that you have come to us, Lord Jesus, to save us, to redeem us, and to lead us forward on the path of light, the path of your call. Help us this month to learn your way in this world. Help us this year to walk in your way in our world. Grant us the grace, we pray, to venture forward strong and courageous, knowing you are with us and expecting, listening for, looking for your presence, your encouragement, your word, your blessing upon us, yes, Lord, and we pray through us. May your light shine, O God, through Salem Covenant Church. May your light shine, Lord God, through each one of us in this coming year that you have called us together to live in your name. We pray with thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.